This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
I cannot tell you how excited I am to do this show today on Father's Day. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Ken Korak, all this information that I got about losing, all this information about no offense, none of it matters. It's wiped away because the A's got the shutout victory over the Kansas City Royals.
Throw it all out, Chris. Just get rid of it.
Don't eat it.
Take it outside. Throw it out. You got a trash can next to your barbecue? Just put it right there.
I'm burning it, for God's sakes. Let's go.
There you go. What's on the agenda tonight for food?
That is a very good question. I'm being surprised, so I actually don't know, and I'm actually not cooking it.
Really? That's kind of an upset. You were thinking, you know, you gave us a little preview yesterday that you were going to be doing a little barbecue today.
As we always say, Mother's Day part two, but it actually is turning into a Father's Day, so very interesting.
Like,
and I haven't been able to say it to you on the air yet, but happy Father's Day.
You too. Thank you, man. Thank you, and I know that we both have daughters. You have more than one, and
correct.
I have one, but no, it's been great. It's been a great ride for both of us with our families, for sure.
Well, let's play the one highlight that means probably the most, as this team has desperately needed offense, and they got it from Big Murph.
Here's the 2-1 delivery to Murphy. He waits, and it's on the way, and he swings and drills one to left. Benintendi back. He'll turn and watch it fly. And that's the big shot the A's have been looking for. A three-run home run by Sean Murphy. It jumps the A's into a 4-0 lead.
I love it. You got the music in the background. He's rounding the bases. It's exactly what Oakland needed. They needed somebody to get the ball out of the yard. They needed some type of big hit to get the offense going.
We haven't seen many that have been washed fly lately, too.
No.
It's nice. No, it was a good day all around, Chris, and good crowd today, and people really had a good time. It's a reminder that, you know, it's still baseball no matter what the record is. We'd all like it to be better, of course, but beautiful day. There's nothing like day baseball at the Coliseum, and so it was a good day all around, I think. And A's fans, a lot of fathers here at the ballpark. It's one of the great things about baseball, that it's passed down through the generations, whether it's fathers or mothers or grandparents. And yeah, I talked to some folks out Championship Plaza, and it's a meaningful thing from that standpoint, this game, because it just runs through the tapestry like that.
So do you ever forget your home run call when you haven't called a home run in a long time?
Yeah, you know, it's been a while. I don't think I'm going to forget it, but no, it's a legitimate question. But no, I think that'll always be in the bag somewhere, Chris. We'll have to just hopefully pull it out a few more times.
Very nice. And just on a personal note, knowing Jared's father, Greg, and texting with him at the game today, to be able to get your first career win, to be able to get your first win at home in your first career start at the Coliseum, and to have your father, to have your family, to have family friends there, but to do it also on Father's Day, what a ride for Jared Koenig. What a special day for the Koenig family.
It's true, and to have it would be great if he had gotten his first major league win anywhere in the big leagues, Chris, but to, like, you know, like we were saying during the broadcast, I'm glad you mentioned it in the, you know, time you spent with his dad, that he, you know, a kid from Northern California who's just a great story. I mean, there are a bunch of number one picks and high draft picks, and sometimes we take that for granted, but there's no way that what Koenig did today will ever be taken for granted by him or his family when you consider the road he's been on to get here. And so I think that makes it all the more impressive.
Well, go enjoy your Father's Day. Have a great day off tomorrow, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, buddy. You too.
The great Ken Korak, the voice of your Oakland Athletics. Yes, to a lot of us, it's Father's Day. It's special. To a lot of us, this is a game that's in a rough season. But let me tell you something. To this family, and I know Vince is going to track down Jared, to this family, what he's been through, where he's been around the world, all the hurdles that have come his way, when you had to have thought that you're not going to pitch in the big leagues. Hell, you'll never get the Double-A, Triple-A. I don't know how many guys really sit in independent ball and think they're going to be in the big leagues. But to have all this happen today, and to have it happen on Father's Day with your father in the stands, I mean, priceless. For this family, it'll be a day they never forget. For a lot of you, you're going home. It's Father's Day. It's great. Enjoy the win. It's another A's game. But for this family, this is a day that they will never forget. And it's the type of memories, and it's the type of just things that baseball provides that really no other sport can provide. That's why our sport is magical. The number is 833-625-2278. Your phone calls next. On a Father's Day win, the A's now 32-25, all time on Father's Day since they moved to Oakland.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
1-2 is the count. Hitting room in right center. Now the windup by Singer. He deals, and Seth hits a drive to left. It's deep, and Benintendi's going back at the track, looking up, and it's gone. A line drive home run to left. Opposite field by Seth Brown. And the A's have the early lead. It's 1-0 A's in the bottom of the first. He just barely got it out, a line drive the other way, and just left of the 367 mark. And the A's lead 1-0 on Seth Brown's 9th home run.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And the number is 833-625-2278. How about Seth Brown today? Right? After yesterday, you go for that dive, you don't get it. Come back the way he did, going yard there. Couple more hits. Even his out in the 7th inning was loud. Acevedo was good today. You know, these wins for these guys mean, I mean, it means so much from a standpoint, Evan. I'm not trying to oversell it, but when you work as hard as they're working and you don't get the results and you're not getting the victories and it's loss after loss after loss, and you got to see the media, and the media is like, oh my God, constantly asking you about it. It just gets old. And to get that W, as silly as it may sound, but the post game where they're going to be in the clubhouse and they're going to have the fog machine going and the disco ball and they're going to shoot the free throws. And, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but that's part of the team thing, right? And the fact they haven't done that in a long time, they lost eight straight at home. They just could get back from just a brutal road trip. You know, in the end, you got to remember it is a game. You want to have fun. Yeah, you're getting paid good money. Yeah, you're living a good life, but showing up every day and failing sucks. So to have that feeling today, you got to be really happy for him. A much-needed victory for the Athletics. And now you got a day off, you can breathe a little bit. Right? You just had that long road trip. You get back from the road trip. You lose two straight to Kansas City. They're not a good team. And you're like, ah. But get the win today, day off, take on the Mariners, control what you can control. I know it sounds, you hate the cliches, but you can now just focus on Tuesday. And enjoy yourself a little bit, too, tomorrow. You know, when you've been out on the road for a long time and staying in hotels and sleeping in different beds and getting on the plane and going, you know, it's a good lifestyle, you think, but actually it gets really old really fast. So this is a solid one for the A's on Father's Day. And just great to look out at the crowd today and to see all the fathers with their kids. And right now they're out playing catch on the field. Fathers with their daughters and sons. This happened after the game today. So it's really cool to watch and see. It's always special. Truly one of the great days on the baseball calendar, as we like to say. Brandon in Redding, go ahead and lead us off here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Chris, as Harry Carey would say, oh, my God, they got a home win. Oh, my God.
Are you a Bud man?
Hey, Chris, if a home win were made of cheese, would you eat it?
Is a moon made out of cheese?
And then I'd polish it down with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Very, very good, by the way. Very good.
I called last year. I don't know if you remember or not, but
that was a long time. That was a long time ago.
I know a lot has happened since.
No doubt.
A lot of ups and downs. I was just happy that they got a home win on Father's Day. I was by the pool with the kids, and I'll be honest. I picked my phone up. I said, "Let's see how much the A's are losing by today." Oh, we're up 1-0 right now. Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, that in a season like this, unfortunately, you start to feel that way. And that's why if you're feeling that way, how do you think these guys are feeling?
And how do you feel having to cover it 2, 3, 4 times a day? That's gotta be brutal.
No, I mean, for me, I've done this so many years. And like you just said, I do a lot of different shows, right? So I'm doing hits for whether it's streaming, whether it's radio, whether it's TV. It's a routine. I just have done it for many years. So when you do it for a long time, you're going to experience the great and the bad, right? I mean, you're gonna have bad seasons.
Yeah.
You're not gonna win every year, especially if you cover multiple teams and multiple sports. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, look how many years people had to cover the Warriors, where they were the most irrelevant team in America.
Oh, they were so bad. Yeah.
Right? People didn't even know at Golden State. They didn't even know what it meant when you were traveling around covering the team.
Yeah. What's Golden State? I had no idea.
Yeah, Harry Carey couldn't, but after a couple beers, you could teach him. Hey, appreciate the phone call. The number is 833-625-2278. Dads, I want to hear from you. You got a victory on Father's Day. A victory for you from the Athletics right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
You want 8 of the flutes and onyx.
Jira's hand-blown glassware blows right off her store's shelves.
Check the back for more indigo bowls.
She needs an inventory manager to help keep her stock on lock.
These are 100% borosilicate. Those aren't. Hey, can someone check the temp on the kiln?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Here comes the 0-1. High pop-up, foul ground, first base side. Over for it is Brown, fighting the sun, reaches out, tries a basket catch, and he's got it. Nice job by Seth. He's had a full day at the plate, and not too bad in the field as well. No runs, no hits, an E. One and two men are left, and we're on to the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's 1-0 Oakland.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Jonah Bride with another hit. Thought the quote by Ed Sprague was a funny one, where he said, "He uses the whole bat." What the hell does that mean? Well, he can hit it all over the place. It can be squibbers, it can be jacks, it can be to right, it can be to left, it can be in the gap. It's not the prettiest, but you fall in love with it the more you see it. And I got to tell you, starting to agree. I'm now starting to understand. Bobby Crosby said the same thing in Midland. The more you watch him play, you just realize the guy's productive. You know, we get so used to at this level waiting for the stars, right? Stars. Every league is a star-driven league. I'll give you a great example. It's like you have this first-round draft pick in football, and everybody can't wait to watch this guy play. Everybody's drafting him in fantasy football. So many of you play fantasy football, you know what I'm talking about. He's like, oh, he's a first-round pick out of Alabama. And with that quarterback, oh, he's going to put up huge numbers. And then the season goes, and you're waiting for this guy to break out, but all of a sudden there's this other guy, and all he keeps doing is making catches. And game by game, you just see him establishing a relationship with the quarterback, and you just see the trust more and more, like a Hunter Renfro with the Raiders. And all of a sudden, you really start to like that guy, even though he's not the biggest, he's not the fastest. He's not the guy that's made the most money, doesn't have the biggest signing bonus. And I wonder if Jonah Bride will end up being like that guy, where you're just like, hey, he's got to be in the lineup every day. Why? Why? Well, because he produces. Because every single day I go to the game, he does something. And right now, you need those guys. Before we get back to your calls, it's in. The number is 833-625-2278. Jared Koenig. I am so interested in this interview, as we talked about his father, his family in the stands, his first career win, his first start at the Coliseum on Father's Day, everything this kid's been through to get here. No one years ago would have ever thought he would ever had a shot to do what he did today. And he's with our own Vince Catronio.
All those years of making cards at elementary school for your dad and your rest of your family, Jared, for Father's Day, quite a Father's Day gift for your family, your first big league win. I just can't imagine what the emotions have been like. The journey, just take me through as this day was unfolding and you felt like you got a chance to show who you really could be on the mound at a big league game.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to do it on today of all days and have my dad and family out there. So that's, I mean, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's hard to put into words right now, just kind of having it settle in.
What was better today?
Honestly, my changeup was probably the best today. Fastball command was pretty good to start, and then a little bit later on, it kind of died a little bit. I started to land in my own hole, and so I had to move on the rubber, so I wasn't in that. And I got a little better later on.
Jared, all the things you've gone through, all the places you've been, all the success that you've had other places, what just kept you believing that this moment was going to come for you?
I think I just had the confidence in myself. I had success at the levels I was at to start, so I think that really kind of added to it. And I kind of just built off of that and kind of just continued to push the journey.
The first inning home run from Seth Brown, kind of getting an early lead, get things going, a smile in the dugout. How much did that help everybody after the struggles the A's have had offensively?
I think that was a huge help for us as a team in general to go out and to just have at least one run on the board to where we're ahead. And then I was able to have a clean inning, a couple clean innings after that to where we were quick back in the dugout and able to kind of have solid at-bats to force the hand on them.
So through all this, guys in Birmingham or Salina or Monterey or San Rafael or Auckland, New Zealand, how have they connected with you as you've begun this journey of being in the big leagues?
I mean, they're all a part of it. Everyone I've met, everyone I've played with, they all played some sort of way into everything. And so... It's awesome, and I'm grateful for it.
What was the exhale like when Murph connected on the 3-run homer, giving the A's a little bit of a cushion, something we haven't seen a whole lot of here the past few days?
That was awesome. I mean, he had a great at-bat and hit the crap out of that ball, and that was awesome. I mean, to have 4 runs versus 1 is just, it adds so much more to the comfort levels.
And then finally, you're in the dugout, you're watching the final play of the game, a fly ball to left center field. Just what was that like to go out on the field to enjoy that victory you were part of, and you got number one next to your name in the win column?
Yeah, I I kind of spaced out there, but yeah, I to have number one is, it's just a start, and I hope to continue to build off of that and continue to have quality starts put forward.
You know, from Aptos to all the places you've been around, it how much did it mean to have it happen here in the East Bay in Oakland with the Athletics, with all that you've been through, organizations you've been a part of?
It's been awesome to be here, and obviously have family and friends and everyone come out and visit and support during the game, and then to be in Oakland and be somewhat close, it's awesome. It's special.
Well done. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, thank you.
Jared Koenig joining us as the A's winning today by the final of 4-0. Townie, now back to you.
I met that guy when he was a little kid. And to think that he is now a big leaguer and just won his first career game. Magic, man. Absolutely magic. And to have the family there. Yeah, the story's unreal. This is what can keep you going. This is what can get you fired up for A's baseball every day, is give me some stories. Give me something to watch. Because I can watch knowing Jonah Bride's story, and he does well, I can watch that all day. Koenig, his story, and if he does well, I'm in. It's what our sport's about. Once again, you love the guys who are first-round picks. You love the guys that have that star written all over them. And you love to have that guy that's going to show up and you think he's going to be with you for a long time and be in the MVP conversation. But you're not always going to have that guy. Most teams don't have that guy. That guy's not easy to have. But you can love on some stories in the meantime and really appreciate what some guys are doing. When you know what they have done, what they have gone through, it's really cool to watch people grow. And to look at Koenig, to look at Bride, I've thrown Bethancourt in there. There's some stories. We're starting to see some stories here in June, and I like it. The number 833-625-2278. The A's did not get shut out. They shut out the other team. That's all that matters on Father's Day. Now 32-25 on Father's Day since moving to Oakland. Good stuff. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Your phone calls are next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done, safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the 0-1 pitch. They lead from first and second. And it's swung on a drive left center. Pache going deep in the alley. He's going to be there, and he makes the catch. And this game is over. Sam Ball strands two runners in the ninth. The A's blank the Royals. And Jared Koenig, young man from Northern California, 3 years in independent ball. And at the age of 28, today on this Father's Day, he gets his first Major League win. Our final, the A's 4 and the Royals nothing.
Great, great stuff. Greg in slow. Greg, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, what's cracking, brother? Happy Father's Day to you, bro.
Thank you very much. Same to you. Are you a father?
I sure am. I have a 7, soon-to-be 8-year-old, and me, him, and my dad went to Dairy Creek Golf Course here in San Luis Obispo today, and it was 75 degrees and some great lunch, so I'm very blessed and lucky to have the dad that I have, and I'm trying to follow in his footsteps, brother.
That is a fantastic day. By the way, I don't know how close I was to your neck of the woods. I played Hunter Ranch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great course. Pass Rolls, that's about – I went to high school in Atascadero, so that's about 10 minutes from where I grew up and went to high school. San Luis is about 20 minutes from Hunter Ranch.
Yeah, we, my buddy, it was one of our off days. He's like, let's just go down and play. It's going to be nice. I went, yeah, I went down and played. It was a cool track.
You got the number, man. Give me a call. I owe you one, so anytime.
Oh, my God.
Dairy Creek.
I'm not calling you until they're on a winning streak because I couldn't take 18. You think I could take 18 holes of this?
Yeah, I just hook you up, man. I wouldn't want to go out there and hack and embarrass myself because I'd never hear the end of it every time I called the clubhouse show. So I think it'd be better off. My dad can play. He's legit. 73 years old. Still plays 9 holes about 3 times a week. He can play 18 every once in a while. He's in phenomenal shape. Like I said, I have some tough shoes to fill when it comes to great fathers. So I'd have probably a funner time just catting you guys and just talking trash. That'd probably be my best bet.
Well, they got you a victory today.
They did. And you know, it was it's good to see Murph, man, go 3 for 4. It seems like, you know, in a way it's frustrating because you can see what Murph can do. I mean, 3-run bomb. I know that we don't have a lot of guys on base typically, so we don't get, you know, the 3-run bombs are few and far between. But, you know, if Murph could just lead this team, I think it would really result in a lot more W's because, I mean, the ball goes a long way when he makes contact. It's just that's the problem is contact.
Yeah, it's the major problem for modern-day players. I mean, you got so many different guys that you watch on a daily basis that, you know, what do we hear in spring training? Oh, they're working on this. Oh, they're working on that, and blah, 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 blah. And then you look up and down these lineups, and you're like 220, 235, 215. One. I mean, you could look at both the – I mean – I'm going to read batting averages. You tell me which lineup this is. You ready to play? Whose lineup is it? It's like I've developed a new game. All right, you ready? 220, 229, 295, 241, 206, 255, 191, 254, 272, 205, and 214.
Oof. American League or National League?
It's one of the teams that played today. Who am I?
I want to go with the Royals because I know Jonah Bride was in the lineup today, and he's hitting 300. So I hear in that lineup. So maybe I'm wrong, but that
you are correct. Let me go over to the A's lineup: 226, 300, 210, 239, 196, 223, 214. 234, and Christian Pache bringing up the rear at 161. So we're looking at baseball right now, night in and night out. I could sit and read you averages, and I could say, what team is that? And you're like, I don't know. They sound the same. They're like the same. It's like everybody's the same. No, everybody's searching now for all this, for all these years. Everything's home runs, 3 true outcomes, walk and hit home runs. Now everybody's waking up and going, oh, my God, we need some guys that make some contact.
I think the best teams in baseball, Townie, do make contact. I would assume the Dodgers, you know, box score, you go over their averages, they're probably mid to high twos. I would assume with maybe a couple 300 hitters mixed in there. You know, the Astros make good contact, don't strike out a lot. But I agree with you. You know, across the board, you know, the batting average, which I think me and you both agree on, is kind of a lost art and the importance of it. Cause I still think batting average is relevant. Is it the end all be all? Of course not, but there still is something with a solid 300 hitter. I mean, you had a great line that you're not going to see, you know, you're going to see a lot of 300 hitters in the Hall of Fame. You're not going to see a lot of 210 hitters, 220 hitters in the Hall of Fame. So I don't care what the analytics say, batting average is still an important stat. And, you know, the way you talked about Jonah Bride and how, you know, he makes things happen and he's got to be in the lineup, I feel the same way about Chad Pinder, Townie. I know I've talked about that. It baffles me that he doesn't get more consistent ABs. I just don't get it. You know, good to see, you know, the rookie today get his first win. You know, just a great Father's Day. I don't know how the weather is up there, but it's phenomenal down here on the Central Coast. We got killer weather today, brother.
Yeah, we're in the 70s. It was this whole weekend has been absolutely perfect. And going to lead us into a great day off tomorrow, into the Seattle Mariners coming to town. And, of course, the hey, how was that chic pick that the Mariners were going to the World Series? Remember that?
Oh, my gosh. You know, but that tells you about, you know, talking about bullpens. Their bullpen was lights out last year. Bullpens are year to year, and I don't know if that ties into them being as bad as they are this year, but, I mean, you want to talk about a flash in the pan, the Seattle Mariners. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, last year they survived a bad run differential, and they were calling it the don't worry about their run differential, worry about their fun differential. Well, this year their fun differential is not making up for their minus 19 and their 10 games under 500.
The NL West, or I mean, sorry, the AL West.
Oh, it's bad.
It's terrible this year.
It's bad. I mean, if it's got dog with fleas written all over it.
I've always been one when I argue with my Dodger fan buddies or, you know, some of the other, you know, the NL West. I used to always call them the NL Worst. But you know what? This year, can't really play that card, buddy.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. Everybody was putting the Angels in the playoffs. We're finally going to see Trout and Ohtani in the playoffs. Yay! And then all of a sudden, wah, 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 huge losing streak, fired manager. They've now won, what, 3 in a row? Trout's hit like 4 bombs recently, but Rendon out for the year. They still don't have the pitching. They're a mess. Rangers put all their money into 2 guys. Not going to be enough. Mariners are the Mariners, and unfortunately, we know what the A's are.
You know, the Astros, I mean, you can't say enough about them. They've been doing it right for a while now. You want to talk about a team that's not a flash in the pan. I mean, they are the AL West, and they're going to be the representative. And
I just
I'm going to back them.
I just pulled up the standings. Here we are on June 19th. They got a 9-game lead.
No.
They've been to the ALCS 5 straight years. Yeah. Now, I mean, you can call them cheaters. You can call them whatever they want, but all they do is win.
It's impressive. You know, I'm with you. Buster Olney and all these guys year after year picking the Angels. It's like, you don't pitch, you don't win. I mean, what did they give Syndergaard? $20 million or something like that? Or was it not Syndergaard? Who's the other guy?
They gave Syndergaard some cash.
Syndergaard, yeah, they gave him a bunch of money. It's like, I don't know. I mean, for the offensive firepower they got, they just don't concentrate on pitching. And look at all that money they gave Rendon, like you just commented, out for the rest of the year with a wrist injury.
$245 million for that guy. Let's see. And Syndergaard's getting $21 million this year.
No. I don't know. I don't know if you want to blame the scouts, you know, upper management. I don't know what it is, but the Angels have just failed, proven year after year that there's just no, they have nobody that can pitch. I mean, nobody. Their bullpen in that 13 game losing streak, their bullpen was a disaster.
Yeah, it's rough sledding in this division, not good. Thank you, Greg, and happy Father's Day. And I'm glad you had a wonderful day with your son and your dad.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate the work of you. Happy Father's Day, brother.
Take care. Andrea, my astrologer, have the moons aligned on this Sunday?
Yes, yes. Just awesome win. First of all, happy Father's Day, Tony.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Those cool Townsend twins, the Sagittarius beautiful daughters. So happy Father's Day.
Remember how cute they used to be when they were young and they'd come on my talk show and they'd do Townsend twin jokes.
Well,
they're now teenagers. It's all gone.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You know, we all have different cycles of life. But, yeah, I remember the Townsend twin joke. That was pretty funny. Special day. Jared Koenig, yeah, he's actually from Aptos, California, and he had his whole family in the stands. And, you know, baseball's magical in that way. Timing's everything. And he's born January 24, 1994, and he's a unique Aquarius, and he's having his Saturn return, Townie. That happens between the ages of 28 and 30, and that's a time of new beginnings and increased career responsibility and opportunity. So it's really interesting. It can bring rewards, obviously, for those who have worked diligently on their path and discipline and structure. So this was very nice timing, and the A's snapped an 8-game losing streak and big home runs from Sean Murphy and Seth Brown. So this was really nice, and that was scoreless, I think. Koenig, 5 2/3 scoreless, his first major league win, and that Saturn return, I'll tell you. He's got a couple planets in Aquarius, but a lot in ambitious Capricorn. So this was like good things come to those who wait kind of thing. So it was very heartening and nice timing to see.
No doubt about it. And to do it with his father and his family in the stands, it makes it even more special.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Baseball has this magical quality. It's so much more than a game. It really is very significant and meaningful in that way, and to have his family there, and he's had his ups and downs and so on, and just to have them all celebrate on this Father's Day, they'll remember it forever.
I don't know why other sports don't have it like baseball.
Yeah, they don't.
They just don't. I guess I'd have to really sit down and think about it, and I'm not going to do that at this point, but you just don't get the same warm, fuzzy moments in hockey, basketball, football.
Yeah, not at all.
That you do. I mean, you get it in golf, like today's Father's Day, and it's the U.S. Open always golf. But in team sports, baseball seems to, when it comes to warm and warm and fuzzy family stuff, baseball is king.
Yeah, you know, good point. I just thought maybe because there's 162 games per season, it's so integral and enmeshed in our daily life that we get to see so many different stories and planetary cycles unfold because it's, you know, so much a part of our lives for like 6+ months in a row.
That could be it. Like I said, maybe we all need just to sit down and think about why. I don't know why.
Right.
I just know there's always, you know, there's something about baseball. There's something about families. There's something about debuts. You know, because in every sport you have debuts.
Mm-hmm.
Every sport these guys got families. I mean, why does it play so much better in baseball than every other sport?
Maybe because since they were little kids and they were going to Little League. And, I mean, other, you know, teams obviously in sports have that on some level. But maybe because it's so enmeshed when they were kids and just such a part of American life, like, you know, apple pie, baseball, I think the baseball gods and goddesses, I think they're just such a huge part of our everyday life. It's like enmeshed in our soul. We totally relate to these players and their personal and professional experiences.
Don't you got to throw Chevrolet in there, too?
Yeah, well, not really, but what was that saying, Townie? Baseball, apple pie?
And Chevrolet.
Oh, well, yeah, we don't need to plug that. But, you know, it is an all-American sport in that way, and I think that when these moments happen, you know, just think of the timing. Saturn return, snapping the 8-game losing streak, pitching 5 2/3 scoreless. And, you know, he's with the Padres. You know, he's been around. He's paid his dues.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday.
Yes, you too. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Coming up next, the Skipper. He's got to be happy. Think about all these shows he's been doing, all the questions. Now he got a nice 4-0 victory. Little shutout. Mark Kotze next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. and Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's Construction Company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Now, big pitch. 1-2 will be on the way to Taylor. Acevedo delivers. Here it is. And swung on a miss. Strikes him out with a fastball. The Royals leave three. And after 5.5, it's still 1-0 A's.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the final. A's shut out the Royals 4-0. Now 8-25 at home. Break the losing streak at home. Thank goodness. 32-25 all-time on Father's Day since moving out west. to Oakland, California. Here's the skipper, Mark Kotze.
All right, Jess.
I'm sure you're not sick of talking about Jonah Bride, but what are your initial thoughts moving him up earlier in the lineup? And it seems like his defensive game's improving with each outing.
Yeah, you know, Jonah, another knock for him today. Him moved up in the lineup. You know, I like his bat-to-ball skill. He gives a good competitive at-bat, and I just thought it was a good time to move him up there. And in terms of his defense today, we continue to just work on it, and we're going to be out early with him. We're going to continue to work him at multiple positions, and hopefully throughout this course of the next 3 months, just make incremental improvements on his abilities.
You mentioned obviously Koenig, the key for him getting more early contact outs. Seemed like a lot of soft contact today. What do you think of his outing today?
Yeah, definitely. Congrats to him on his first major league win, and his stuff today was exactly who he's been described as. His sinker he used a lot today, as we talked about pregame. You know, pitching into the zone with the sinker and getting early outs, early contact outs. He didn't strike anyone out. But he got through 5 2/3 with a lot of contact and a good defense behind him.
And you brought in Acevedo in that type of situation before. What do you think just the magnitude to get that strike out there in a one-run ball game like that?
Yeah, Domingo's done some great things for us. And that matchup, I like that matchup. Yesterday they pinch hit. Today they let Taylor take the at-bat. But a big out in the game right there, a huge out, and created some momentum going in offensively that we were able to take advantage of as well.
Yeah, you get six of your nine hits among only two players, Seth Brown and Sean Murphy. Can you describe, the exhibition of power of both of them? Both of them hit home runs. And how important will it be for the Athletics if these two guys get going at the same time?
Yeah, anytime you have two players in your lineup that are swinging the bat well, provide the offense, it's a good feeling for both those players. We had to get some guys on base that inning for Sean's three-run home run, so you can't ignore that as well. But for Sean and for Seth, both, they have power, and it was a good sign today to see Seth drive the ball the other way out of the ballpark. That's a really good sign for a left-handed hitter that he's staying on the baseball. For Murph, a hit to right center in his first at-bat, and then the homer to left field. So, that's what we've been talking about, the approach through the middle and utilizing the whole field. And I think both of them really, really followed the approach today.
Those are two guys who, when you look at some of the home road splits, which can be hard to reason, but have struggle a little bit more at home. Is there anything to maybe the at-bats that you saw today or the results you saw today that could maybe jumpstart them at home a little bit?
Yeah, well, anytime you struggle, whether it's home, road, first at-bat of the game, you don't want to focus on that, but you understand, you're aware of it as you talk about. And as players, you just need that success to start happening. And today's success hopefully leads them to gaining confidence hitting here and understanding, you keep the ball low on a line and good things happen.
And what did you think of Seth's defensive game at first base today?
Yeah, great plays. The first play he made that Caney, dropped the ball on was exceptional to his right, diving play. And overall, he's getting more comfortable over there. You can see the footwork around the bag, the throw that was offline, stepping behind the runner into foul territory, receiving the baseball. So all good signs of improvement and comfortability for Seth at first base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to talk about tucking pockets in now. First time I've seen that, I think, in my 24-year career of a player being tagged out and it being on the pocket. So, I mean, Salvador even was saying he didn't tag him. And that's obvious to, not feeling the body with the tag, but it's pretty hard to think to fill a pocket. So, just another crazy episode in 2022 A's baseball. Yeah.
Sean had the day off yesterday. Could you sense that he was pressing it all a little bit, or what did you think of his at-bats prior to?
Well, I don't know if there's a press. I mean, obviously, anytime you're not performing to the level that you want to, it's hard not to focus on that offensive side or to carry it with you. And, you know, the number's glaring up on the scoreboard. It stays there all day, every day. And these guys know that they've been scuffling. But there's a lot of season left for these guys. And today, hopefully, you know, Sean can build on that and continue to take these type of at-bats that that will lead him out of where he's at and you know, get him going.
You obviously had a lot of feel-good moments with rookies making their debuts and such, but where does Koenig just, you know, obviously the story that he's had and to get that first big league win and at home, no less?
Yeah, I mean, for Koenig coming off these last two performances and to continue to focus and grind and go out today and have a good quality start, even though it was short of six innings, it was a good quality start and gave us a chance to win this game today. For him, his journey, you know, through independent ball, through Australia, through the minor leagues, it's a great reward for him and well-deserved.
Being that it is Father's Day, we're getting used to seeing Trey around. What's it like being able to spend all this quality time with him, and especially on a day like this?
It's a true blessing to have my son here, to be able to be amongst a Major League Baseball team, a group of guys that have embraced him. And, you know, special day for me, and we'll go enjoy it now.
All right, thank you.
Okay, come on, Trey. Caprillion will be Tuesday. Yeah, we can announce. Sorry, guys. Yeah, Tuesday, Caprillion.
Yes, go enjoy it with your son. Everybody go enjoy Father's Day, whether you're a father or you're with your father. Celebrate your father. He works hard. It's not easy. But the love that the father has for his kids, unconditional, it's something very, very special. The love for the A's, unconditional. Even in a tough season, you love seeing them win 4-0 over the Kansas City Royals. Everybody take the day off. Whatever you do on days off, do it. I'm hearing that a lot of our staff had pizza today from outside. What was the pizza truck called? All right, so everybody went outside. I guess they had square pizza. I mean, Tuesday, it means everybody's got to have pizza again, right? Is the food truck, call, who does the food trucks? Who's in control of the food trucks? Square pizza's got to be back. We might have something here. I'll eat pizza every day if you have. Put it this way. That's the kind of guy I am. If you want to know how far I will go for you, for this ball club, for this organization, to let you know how dedicated I am, I'll eat pizza every day. A lot of you don't think I could do it. I'd do it for this team. If that meant winning baseball games every day, I have to eat pizza. That's the kind of soldier I am for this ball club. I'll be that guy that goes down every day to the food truck and woof it down. Not that I want to, because I'll do it because that's what needs to get done. Uh-huh. Won't be good for the waistline, but I'll make it happen. All right, so it's pizza on Tuesday. If there's not pizza, well, we're going to have to find something different. All righty, A's with the win on Father's Day. Yeah, thank you, Robert. I was about ready to get out of here, but we got to take care of some business. I get ready in the show. I'm hungry. It's Father's Day, for God's sakes. They just want to keep working me. Let me get the updated. It's time for the out-of-town scoreboard, and it is brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Let me refresh here and get you updated on how it looks here. Going straight down ESPN.com. It's the Astros leading the White Sox 1-0 at the end of two. Looks like we got nothing but finals. Nationals beat the Phillies 9-3. Pirates beat the Giants. Oh. How about the Bucks? Raise the Jolly Roger 4-3 over the Giants. Red Sox take care of the Cardinals 6-4. Orioles beat the Rays. Rays are scuffling. 2-1. Blue Jays over the Bronx Bombers, 10-9. Hate to see that. Marlins 6. Griff, your Mets 2. When's that guy DeGrom? Is he ever pitching again? Brewers 6. Reds 3. Tigers take down the Rangers 7-3. Torkelson finally doing something for the Tigers at a big two-run single. Their top prospect. Braves 6. Cubs nothing. Think about that. Braves won all those games and lost two straight to the Cubs. They finally get one back. Machado carried off the field today. Not good for Bob Melvin and the Padres. Rockies win at Coors 8-3. It was the Angels shutting out the Mariners 4-0. Another home run for Trout, number 21 on the year. Guardians beating the Dodgers 5-3. Dodgers are struggling. Look out. And down in the Valley of the Sun, it was the D-backs over the Twins, 7-1. Time now for What's on Deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. But let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
All right, so day off tomorrow. We're back on Tuesday, A's Cast Live. 4 o'clock from the field will be a fantastic show for you. Athletics.com/A's Cast, or you can watch it on the A's YouTube channel or on Twitter at AthleticsCast24. At 5:40, A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron. We'll have Roxy Bernstein. We will have Mark Kotze and Ken Korak all coming your way at 5:40. And then at 6:40, first pitch, you just heard from the skipper, Cap's going to be on the mound. It's going to be A's and Mariners. I want to say that is a three-game set, not a four, and I am correct. They'll play 6:40 on Tuesday, 6:40 on Wednesday, and then 12:37 day game on Thursday, and then back on the road for a long road trip. That's not good. 3 in Kansas City, 3 in New York, then 4 in Seattle. So 3 more games to enjoy at home. Day off tomorrow. We'll see you Tuesday at the Coliseum, especially 4 o'clock for A's Cast Live. A's with the victory on Father's Day, 4-0. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Enjoy the rest of this wonderful afternoon.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections, and Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you gotta buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too. Because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive, the tag. Safe at the plate, and the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.